Hello.
My name is Tammy. I'm returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to
yes,
the person
ma'am.
who may I speak to the person who requested that call?
Okay, that's going to be me, and this is Sandra Palmer.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you?
Okay, you may not be able to help me. I don't know. I have a problem with my unemployment form. Let me tell you what it is, and you tell me if you can help me. I called in, and I made a over-the-phone request, and then I got a sheet from the unemployment office that had down that I didn't have any earnings, I didn't have an employee, I didn't have anything. And I called back in on the following Monday, and I couldn't file, I couldn't do anything like I was supposed to be able to. So I left my number and name with the people, got an appointment where they called me back from the, where you have trouble.
Inquiring line.
Yes.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
When she called me back, I explained to her that I had already filed and that what they sent me was not correct and I didn't know what was going on. Well, all she did was turn around and open up another claim. So
yes,
that
ma'am.
Means there's two claims out there. But the first claim, when I sent that to my employer, faxed it over to the unemployment office, the guy said, hey, I know what's going on. They don't have all her Social Security number or something. They didn't have my information correct. And he was supposed to send that in and get it fixed.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so I have not heard anything back from that first claim, which is actually the accurate claim. But
right.
They have sent me something from the second claim. So I don't know what to do. I got two claims going on out there, and I don't even know if the first claim was fixed, but that's the original claim.
But you're hearing something from the second claim.
I'm hearing something from the second claim, but
Sorry.
Here's the problem.
Yes,
the
ma'am.
First claim is the accurate claim.
Right.
And they were supposed to fix all of that. So when I asked my employer or I asked my HR, I'm like, look, I've not heard anything from them. And he said, well, you'll have to go in and set you a PIN number and all this. But when I try to do that, it wants to take me, it won't let me go through there like I need to because I've got two claims.
Okay. So.
But the second claim. Okay, go ahead.
Did the inquiring line, did you reach out? Did you say you reached out to them?
I did, and that's when they opened up the second claim instead of her trying to look into the first claim. I didn't realize she opened a second claim. I thought she was inquiring and fixing the first claim, but she didn't. She just opened another claim.
Okay, well, that might be Tasha. Okay, this lady have a problem. Well, let me see some. Hold on,
I've
ma'am.
Got claim
oh, wait
numbers
a minute.
If you can look at it.
Just hold on. Let me get a social from you. Because I need to.
Okay.
Hold on. Give me a social, ma'am.
Okay, it's 422.
Okay.
06-3337.
What's your name?
Sandra Palmer.
Sandra who?
Palmer, P-A-L-M-E-R.
Okay, and you got two claims out there floating on you, right?
Right.
Hold on. Ms. Palmer.
Yes.
Can you check your portal? It will tell you.
Okay, so when I check the portal, here's what happens. It takes me to the second claim. It doesn't take me to the first claim.
When you check
if
the
I
portal,
go with the second claim, huh?
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
The second claim is the one that's showing up. The first one's not, but I can't get in to activate the first one either way. But I know that the gentleman at the unemployment agency
and you got,
said
what
that
is your date of birth, ma'am?
10/1/1965. Yes, ma'am.
You doing your weekly certifications?
I tried to do my weekly certification, and that's when it wouldn't go through. And that's when I left my name and number for them to call me back, and they did. And then this lady filed another one.
When was the last time you did your weekly certification?
Okay, I tried to do my weekly certification on 11/27. I'm sorry. In
11/27.
That's how long this
November
has been going
27th.
On. Yes, ma'am. I tried to do my certification on that day, and that's the day I couldn't get through. I left the message. Well, the 27th, was that on a Monday? Because if I tried on Sunday to do the certification, that'd been the 26th. If that was, I have to look. Let me look at my calendar, and I can tell you better.
The 27th is on a Sunday of November.
Okay, so that's when I tried to do my certification, was on Sunday.
You tried to do it.
And I couldn't get through, so I left my number and my name, and they called me back on Monday.
Okay.
And then on Monday is when she opened the second claim up.
Okay, hold on. Okay, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay, so everything has been corrected. So you need to open a claim, correct? because everything has been corrected. We have okay, so I can do that for you, okay?
Okay, so let me ask you something though.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one is it actually showing that to try to work on?
No, we're gonna do
Does
your
that make sense?
I'm doing your weekly certification. Oh, you can
okay.
do it. Really? Let's see. 4-1.
But
no.
Here's the thing. I came back to work. I was only off the week of Thanksgiving.
Okay,
it
well, see, that's a bad. No, ma'am, it's not because that's a back claim.
Right.
So
and
you
that's
can't
what I'm saying. I can't do anything.
No, you can't get it. You can't get it. I'm sorry. Yep, that's messed up, but you know, ma'am.
But see, and that's what the problem is, because the problem was actually on the unemployment side. It was not my side. The lady did that
okay.
wrong.
Okay, so, yeah, she did do it wrong. So you was, look, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, okay. So, you know what? It's nothing
what?
We can do with that. You just have to do it the next time when y'all are off.
Yeah, but if I do it the next time that we're off, here's the thing. Y'all are going to hold me a week waiting. So that's going to put me a week that I didn't get paid that should be my waiting period. And then the next week where I should get unemployment, I'm not going to get it.
You probably will, Miss Sanders, Miss Palmer. I'm not, but we can't back pay. You know, we don't back pay.
Well, I'm not asking for back pay. I'm asking for that week to be my waiting week, and there's no way it even shows up that I claim that week. That's
right.
What I want. I just need it to show up I claim that week.
Well, you have to contact the inquiry line again.
Okay.
Yes,
so my
ma'am.
Next question is going to be, well, never mind. You can't help me with that either. Because the next claim is showing that I need to send in for my verification of earnings. And I don't even know if I needed to do that or not.
Yep. I won't know
because
that.
Because it showed out, huh?
I won't know.
You can't help me with that.
No, I'm sorry.
I got you.
I'm so sorry. We'll call that
and this is
line.
All messed up.
Yeah. You have to call
and
them,
I didn't
you know,
do it.
Call the inquiry line again.
Right.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.